Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, our word for today is earnest. Being diligent and always assuming a sincere attitude toward work. Working in earnest. Let's say that again. Being diligent and always assuming a sincere attitude toward work. One of the things, again, whether it's you're working in corporate, you're working for someone, or you have your own business, you're working for yourself, is, let's be honest, attitude. Out of that whole sentence, let's focus on attitude. You have to go into it with a sincere attitude. And to be honest, owning your own business is not about you doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. The best attitude in business is being a servant leader. Being a servant leader is also the key to success in corporate America. Let's be honest. So if you master servant leadership, you have what you need to shift in and out of every situation in life, even down to the personal situation, being a servant leader. What it means is when you're in a position of authority or ownership, you foremost focus on the others around you. In business, that means your customers, and that means your employees, that means your peers, that means even your vendors, the people you're collaborating with, and being sincere about it. I know people like to throw that word about being authentic, and they often refer to being authentic, being your authentic self. But again, it's the connotation that I can be who I want to be, how I want to be, and everyone else has to put up with it. And in front of being your authentic self, it's just being a true servant leader. In just about any and every industry, unless your industry only is dealing with some type of mechanical apparatus, all other industries, you're dealing with human and your people, you're dealing with human beings. And so therefore, you've got to take them into consideration. And foremost, when your business depends on them giving of their money for your goods and for your services, you can't deny. It's not just the money. You've got to care about the people. I love the saying that says, when all is said and done, people don't remember necessarily the goods and services as much as they remember how you made them feel. And you think about your own self, your own experience. Have you not gone somewhere and had, the food could have been delicious. It could have been phenomenal, but you had bad service. The waiter or waitress acted as if you were bothering them or wasting their time, or you just everything you asked was an inconvenience, or you literally as a customer had to ask for things that should have been by default part of the service, you know, napkins and water and that type of thing. That type of bad service will turn you off from any restaurant, any restaurant. And yet a restaurant where you've got exceptional service, and it's been a long time since I've had exceptional service, that just yesterday, it was a chain restaurant, to be honest with you. But the young lady, I thought to myself, well, she's got phenomenal potential. She's not going to be the waitress for the rest of her life because just of her service and her personality. And it was almost like she was reading our mind. Things were coming to the table so quickly before or as we asked them. We would ask her for little things. And I was thinking to myself, any other restaurant, I'd have to ask 2-3 times. I'm sure they would forget. And she did not forget one thing that we asked for. And I watched her move from about 5 tables. And the level of service she was giving us at the same time of serving 2 tables that had at least 8 or more people at those tables. And it scares me sometimes in a restaurant where they don't write anything down. But she remembered. And I remembered all of that, the experience when I tipped, when we tipped her, my husband and I. But at the bottom line was that level of service at the restaurant level, it will serve her well. At the corporate level, it will serve her well if she started her own business. I thought to myself, she's got what it takes to be successful. And whatever she chooses and however she chooses to apply it. If you're honest with yourself and you know that your attitude isn't quite there as far as wanting to serve people, maybe you're saying to yourself, I want to be an entrepreneur as a reaction to something you're unhappy with. I want to be an entrepreneur because I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to have to provide service. I don't like the hours. I don't like my manager. I don't like what I'm being paid. When you're reacting and going into entrepreneurship, you can sometimes not be giving and being as earnest as you can be and setting up a business that is going to serve your customers well. They're going to feel some of that. The opposite of earnest is angst. They're going to feel some of that angst. And honestly, it's important to work through that angst. Don't go into your business angry with your last assignment or your last adventure or your last opportunity. Take what you can from that, the positive, and find ways to set up your business so that it's a better experience for anyone that comes to work for you. But what you don't want to do is go in there especially when your attitude is tainted. Your attitude now is not just your own, not just impacting you. It's now impacting the environment that you're creating in your business, and your customers will feel it. So keep that in mind when you go to businesses and wonder, how did this business even, you know, survive, get started with this attitude? It's permeating from the top and you're seeing it reflected in the employees. So don't be that head of a business that is providing and giving off that toxic attitude. That's what I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. It may speak to some of you. Others may be able to check that box and move along. If so, stay tuned for our next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.